Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, May 5th. Easy going. The moon in cerebral Aquarius sails out into calm seas this morning, and it's likely things will move along without much resistance. Double-check the details with Mercury retrograde in money sign Taurus. Yes, go over bills and expenses, and you'll probably find ways to save a little money. The kiss of the day appears at 4:11 p.m. when the moon trines sweet Venus in the heavens. But it's a different story this evening, as the moon opposes Mars and squares the sun at 9:15 p.m. Oh no, there's no compromise in those markers. Let voicemail handle your calls tonight. If your birthday is this week, May 2nd through the 8th, you have a high-powered and very different solar return in 2010 from the usual, Taurus. This chart of your new year has a beautiful and brilliant trine between clever Mercury and powerful Pluto, but both of them are retrograde. Well, that means take your time making decisions, and matters of the past are likely to play an important and positive role in your future. Look beyond the surface, do your homework, and you can solve problems and create more money and power in your life in the months ahead. Yes, yes, yes. This is the year to break out of a rut, a Taurus handicap, and to look for new products, experiences, friends, and groups. All of the above attached to lucky Jupiter in your new solar return chart. For singles, there's the idea of two loves appearing in your life with Venus in Gemini, the sign of the twins. For all bulls, this placement also suggests your birthday gift. Buy yourself new writing instruments, which will remind you to look for new ideas and options. Start a new notebook with a new pen and spell it out on the page, Taurus. Ask for what you want. Place your order. Baby, times have changed. I'm Lance Ferguson.
And good morning. It is a beautiful May day. We're looking forward to Mother's Day this weekend, and I'm sure you're going to have a great one. Well, create one. You know, consider what you might want to do this weekend and go do it. What's best for you today? My name is Robert Watson, and I'm with Psychic Works Spiritual Awareness Center. It is a psychic awareness center which is sitting in the East Bay area, accessible to all of the Bay Area from Petaluma to San Jose. I'm here for Seeing Beyond, the radio show that's been here for many, 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 many years. Thank you, Bonnie. And thank you for letting me be here with you. And for the audience, thank you for letting me be with you. And if you will, give me some of your time today. What we want to do today, what I want to do with you today, is to do a little meditation, make an announcement, and do some radio healings. We even take a look at some questions. So I'm open for that, maybe the last half hour. But the first half hour, the first part of the show, let us do a little meditation. And what that requires from you is to put your attention in the place that serves you best. Yes, I'd like you to start to focus on that for yourself. What serves me best? What's best for me? Is that a great question to ask yourself? What's best for me? Do you think the answer will come up if you ask? If you ask, shall you receive? Why don't you ask the question, what's best for me today? A lot of things come up, I'm sure. What's best for me, personally, what's best for me is to be with you. That's what's best for me right now. So I understand that, and that's why I'm here with you. So back to putting your attention where it belongs. Where it belongs. Where does your attention belong? Does it belong on a page in front of you? Does it belong in the viewing screen? Or I should say a computer screen in front of you? Does it belong in your mate's space? When you say your wife or your husband's or your children's space? Is this where your attention belongs? Is this where your attention serves you the best? I would say no. Your attention serves you best in the center of your head, where you will find the sixth chakra. The sixth chakra is your clairvoyant chakra. The sixth chakra is where you can become the observer. And as an observer, you get to experience, you have the opportunity to experience your human experience with a third eye or with the observer's point of view. Wouldn't you like to do that instead of just being the effect of your life? Wouldn't you like to also be besides being the participant in your life, you should be the observer to your life? It requires, if you wish to do that, if you wish to be the observer to your life, you could say, take control of your life. I could do that. Do you want to take control of your life? Do you want to own your space and make decisions that really work for you? Well, come on. The answer is obvious yes, right? Who can say no to that question? So the answer is obviously yes. I want to own my space. I want to control my life. I want to make the decisions that work well for me. The best way, how about that? The best way is to be in the center of your head. Would you put your attention in the center of your head and tap your forehead between your eyebrows? Just tap it. Another technique to maintain your recognition of you being in the center of your head is to have your tongue at the top of your mouth just behind the front teeth. I'm going to give you tools and apply the tools and techniques to help you own your space. It's so important to you. Well, it's so important to me, and it's so important to you. And the reason why we want to work with these tools and techniques is so you can own your space. And that's just the beginning. It's about becoming whole, spirit, mind, and body. Working with tools and techniques will allow you the opportunity to own your space and to become whole. And you might ask me, well, what's preventing me from becoming whole? What is it that's not allowing me to really know who I am? And the answer is because we have to go back to get to that answer, we have to go back to the reality that you're a spiritual being with a body. And if that's the case, and let's assume, give me the benefit of the doubt for a minute, please. Let us assume that we've had more than one body. All right. Can you imagine that possibility? We have more than one body. And as a spiritual being, we've got this body because we do have a body. And in our human experience, in our endeavors to gain knowledge, to grow spiritually, we have created many, 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 many other bodies. For what purpose? Well, to have the human experience. In that process of having the human experience, what do to actually do that? We create agreements. Exactly that. That is how the human experience is realized, by agreements. You agreeing with somebody else on so many levels. As a personal level, you make agreements with institutions and religions, governments, and other society groups. You make, you know, when I say agreements, you make an agreement to pay your rent. You make an agreement to pay your taxes, to pay your mortgage, to come home every night to your spouse, to feed your children, to house and to love them. These are parts of our agreements with other people. And that's fine. And this is why we have a body. But we go back to the question, okay, yes, we make agreements to have the human experience, but why don't I know who I am? We're back to that question. Why don't I know that? Because let me begin from the beginning, if you will. There's five things you can do with an agreement. Five things. One, you can create one. All right? You can create an agreement. You can change the agreement. The third thing you can do with you is you can end the agreement. That is no problem. You've done well. You've created agreement, you've ended an agreement, you've gained knowledge, you've added to your wellness and to your purpose and to your understanding of yourself. But there's two other things you can do with an agreement. You can break an agreement, and or you cannot end the agreement. You know, I'll love you forever, for instance. There's one. If you do not end the agreement or you break the agreement, the energy that's involved with that agreement It stays in your space until you resolve the issue. That's that simple. And an accumulated effect of unfinished agreements causes us to not feel whole or be complete. The unfinished agreements in our past lives, otherwise known as karma. Now, most people will tell you, oh, yes, karma, cause and effect. And we just write it off as, what are we going to do about that? So what? Who cares? I mean, even though we do care, what are we going to do about it? Well, this is what I'm doing. I'm telling you how to work with your past life issues and end these issues so you can become whole. That's the principal reason why I'm talking to you this morning, for you to become a whole spiritual being, having your human experience realized in that physical body, enjoying your life to its fullest, to your fullest, based upon what you want. There's three components to karma. Most people will tell you there's only two, cause and effect. But I'm here to tell you there's not just two, there's three. The first component, we work back to front, so to speak. The first component that we work with as when we start to work energy, when we work these unfinished businesses, the first thing I see, because I work with you clairvoyantly as a student, teacher-student relationship, the first thing I do is I look at you. And you show me what you want me to look at. The first thing I see is the effect of the unfinished agreement. The effect, how it affects you. So we work on that. We clean it out. We create a rose. We ground the rose. And in the grounding, that energy gives that energy a place to go. It's like you acknowledge the energy. You say hello to it. Instead of sitting in resistance to it, you say hello to it. Then the energy flows out of your body. Okay? And at some point, when you realize, oh, okay, I've got that part out of me, okay, the next thing we do is we break the agreement. That's the component most people don't talk to you about. You break or end the agreement, all right? We end the agreement, and then when you blow up that rose, then the energy flows out of your body because you're like breaking the dam. You broke the seal, and the cause now starts to release out of your body. This is the initial thing that we work on when you work with me as in psychic work, spiritual awareness center. We work to make you whole, and this is the principal way we do it, besides I teach you tools and other techniques. Okay, so I've given you a sense of what we do at Psychic Works. I work with individuals because it's so intense. I have to focus on you. You have to focus on yourself. We're dedicated to your healing space. All right, how's that? You have someone here, me, for instance, you have someone who will help you heal yourself. I cannot heal you, but I can help you heal yourself. You have to come to terms with these unfinished issues and clean them out in order for you to become whole, in order for you to have your human experience the way you want it. Now, you're creating everything that you created is what you want. You process what you want through pictures, if you will, through energies in your space, and that somehow dilutes it or frames it differently, and it doesn't quite become who you really are, what you really want, but it's almost, it's real close, isn't it? So when you clean out those unfinished businesses and you bring your truth, your information back into your space, you can, actually flows right back into your body. You can feel it. You can feel it. And as you feel it, you become, oh, yes, I remember this. What happens is when we start to work with energy, we clean out the energy that you're familiar with, but it's uncomfortable. And that you start to release. And what happens is when you clean that all energy out, when you clean the energy out and you end that karma, that past life agreement, when that releases, energy that belongs to you comes out of whoever it was in and it flows back into your body and it starts to flow back into your space. And it's not familiar to you, but it's comfortable. And that the ensuing result of that is a spiritual growth period, if you will, evolvement, spiritual evolvement. You grow and you become aware of who you are and you start to own your space. And the operative word here is the more you do, the more you can do. So the more you do what I'm talking to you about, the more powerful you become and the more ability you have to heal yourself. It's a win-win situation in every way. So find the center of your head, please. Now that you've learned a little bit about my technique on how to heal yourself, we end the karma and you come back and you evolve and you grow. Would you find the center of the planet straight down directly below you? It's right below you. Just become aware of it just directly below you from the center of your head down. There's a line there. And there's another line directly above you. You're attached to the Supreme Being. You're in alignment with the Supreme Being. I'd like you to become aware of that. Create and destroy some roses, please, to clean out the energy that I lit you up on in those pictures. See? Create a rose, destroy it. Create a rose, destroy it. Just release the energy. The purpose in this radio program is to light you up, and I've accomplished that. Isn't that wonderful? I've accomplished something this morning. I've lit you up, and you're releasing energy, and that's really great. And even as you release that energy, would you fill up with a golden sun? Open yourself up. Give to yourself. Yeah, start to pay attention to that about allowing yourself to give to yourself and give to yourself more and more, as much as you can, as much as you can, as much as I can give to myself, which always could be more. Okay. All right. Very good. You're in the center of your head as best you can. Okay, doesn't mean you're perfect. It doesn't mean that. All it means is you've created an intention and you put your attention on it. Those are your two powers, okay? So you've got your intention. I want to be in the center of my head, and my attention is, effectively speaking, it's there. It doesn't mean you're completely there, but you have a potential of being there more than not doing it at all, don't you? Would you create a rose for the energy in the center of your head that's not you, and then just destroy it? Yes, this is a tool called create and destroy. We use the tool to effectuate the create and destroy process. And we're doing that all our lives, aren't we? We're creating and destroying continuously. So this isn't any different than what you're already doing. We're just using it more of a thought form rather than a physical form. We're doing it on a thought form. Okay, very good. So let us take a break. You be in the center of your head. Be right back.
If you've been waiting to see self-development author Dr. Wayne Dyer in person, wait no longer. Wayne delivers his all-new lecture, Making the Shift from Ambition to Meaning, in San Francisco, May 8th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Don't lose your drive and ambition. Just become ambitious about something new. Live your life with meaning and purpose instead of never-ending demands and false promises. Seats are limited. Reserve today at drwaynedyer.com. Or easier yet, just go to the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website, click on the ad for Dr. Wayne Dyer, and you'll be taken right to the page you need to purchase your tickets.
Have you wanted to learn to meditate? This is the week to do it at East West Bookstore in Mountain View. There's an introductory class on Wednesday night, and on Thursday night, the class will be taught in Spanish. Friday night features transpersonal therapist Michael Gabriel. And on Saturday and Sunday, it's the popular East-West Psychic Fair with 12 outstanding practitioners. On Saturday night, Asha Praver reveals how to become a channel for the divine. Details at eastwest.com.
Have you ever dreamed of visiting the temples at Machu Picchu and wondered what they were used for? Willeru Huata from Cusco, Peru, will share his knowledge of the 2012 time frame, the prophecy of the Big Red Planet, and what the ancient Incan civilization really did at Machu Picchu. It is vital information that will ease your transition into 2012 and beyond. Willeru will be in San Francisco on May 14th and Oakland May 15th and 16th, sharing his wisdom with those who want to learn the importance of eliminating our egos and taking the journey from our heads to our hearts. On Wednesday, May 12th, 9 to 10 a.m., Willeru will be our guest here on Seeing Beyond. Along with Aluna Joy, please join us for a rare opportunity to hear wisdom directly from a Peruvian spiritual messenger. For more information on Willeru, Aluna Joy, and Willeru's Bay Area appearances, please visit the Seeing Beyond website.
Hello, I'm back. Okay, very good. Break is over. Be in the center of your head again, please. Remind yourself that you're a spiritual being with a body. You're an energy vibration, a variety of levels, variety of vibrations, frequencies, colors. You're a collection. I mean, hundreds, if not thousands, of different vibrations. And we are in this program, we want you to own that space, those different vibrations. And the best way to begin to own that space is to realize that you have a grounding cord. You have a connection to the Supreme Being, right down to the center of the planet. Okay? You have that connection. This is your major tool to help you clean out what you're ready to let go of. All right? So the first thing I'd like you to do from the center of your head is to look out in front of you. Now, as spiritual beings, every one of us has a viewing screen. Whether you can actually truly recognize it or see it, you still have it. So I want you to know that you have it. Know that you have it and use it. Create a rose to the best of your ability. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter whether you can see it or not. I want you to have the intention. Remember your power. Have your intention of creating a rose. And that rose has a stem. I want you to ground that rose. Just practice this for a minute. Cleaning out your space. You're using your grounding cord ability. You're using a grounding cord to clean out whatever it is you're ready to let go of. And that's the key. There's thousands of you out there on the radio program, and obviously I can't say hello to every one of you in just the way I'd like to, but so you can say hello to yourself better than I can. Create a rose. That rose is what you're ready to let go of, okay? You're already healing yourself, okay? Well, you're already doing it. Just ground that rose and start to clean out the energy you're ready to let go of. We do the easy stuff first. Okay, and as you work the energy, I want to remind you something else. I'm trying to get as much out of this radio show as I can with you to give you as much information as I can, tools and abilities that you have. You have these tools, okay? You have these. All we have to do is functionally work with them. Own your space. You got to work with your tools. It's like anything else. If you want to cook, you've got to have a spatula, right? You got to have a pot. You got to have a pan. You got to have a stove. You got to have tools. And that's with you as a spiritual being. You got to work with your tools. I'm giving you, showing you, and expressing, and we're applying tools to your space. Let's do it. Ground that rose. Excellent. Excellent. Good. Now, because you can, I want you to create a golden sun above that rose. Just do it. Create a golden sun and drop it into that rose. Let that golden sun, let's say, be neutral. So in your neutrality, what you're doing is you're going to be lighting up the energy of resistance, and that's what you want to clean out. You want to clean out that resistance. You want to become more neutral. So you're owning your space and neutrality, and resistance cannot maintain its space when you start to own it in neutrality. So resistance starts to leave. That gives you the opportunity to heal yourself any more than you know. Here's why I say that. There's two particular, I call them axioms, I guess, two axioms that pertain to this idea. One is you become what you resist, okay? You become what you resist. So if you have some resistance, it becomes you or you become it, and you can't tell the difference. And the other axioms is if you resist it, it persists. So that's another way. I prefer the first way, you become what you resist. All right, so you want to clean out that resistance so you can see it better and release it with more ease and more effectiveness. Good, good. Great, now destroy that rose. Okay, you've released some energy out of your space. You've released it and you've owned that space with more neutrality. And that's a good thing. And you've used your grounding cord to effectuate that clean out, that release. Excellent. I have to make an announcement to you now. Psychic Works is putting on a workshop on May 15th. And the workshop is about cleaning out your channels. You have three channels relative to your creativity. You have the clairaudient channels, which is your ability to hear and the ability to speak. And you have your telepathic channels, which is your ability to throw pictures and to receive pictures. These are your telepathic channels, and your transmedium channels, which are your ability to access the species consciousness. These three channels get plugged up and they get clogged up, and I want to put on a free workshop. This month of May, I want to make it a free workshop. Anybody who shows up, we will discuss the channels, we will work the channels, we will clean out the channels, and you have a much better creativity channels. Your clairaudient channels, your telepathic channels, and then your transmedium channels. I'll give you a better understanding of these creative channels to help you perform better as a spiritual being. The clairaudient channels your telepathic channels and your transmedium channels. I will show you how to clean them out. I will show you how to where they are. And this is absolutely free. I want to make it a free workshop this month. And the address to the location of this free workshop is at the Institute itself. The address is 16387 Blanco Street in San Leandro. You can call me for better directions at 510-481-2872. That's 481-2872. Sorry. And it's on Saturday, May 15th. So that's not this Saturday, but the following Saturday from 2 until 5, and it may extend till 6. And this is for this month, I want to put on a free workshop. Everyone and all people are welcome. If you want to call me for more information or better instructions to get to the workshop, just call me at 510-481-2872. You can leave a message on the machine. I'll return your call, and I will be home. I'll be in the Institute later this afternoon. So back to the center of your head, please. So I will repeat this free offering, this free workshop later in the program. So make sure you have a pencil and paper if you need one. So go ahead and ground, be in the center of your head. Now, real quickly, what I'd like you to do is to recognize that you have seven vibrations that we call the chakra body or the mind body. They're different colors. All right, when I say colors, they're really different vibrations. And these vibrations take on the color. And the first one, the first chakra, is a vibration of strawberry red. It's a color of red, strawberry red. Would you, because you can, from the center of your head, I'd like you to create a strawberry red rose and just ground it like we did earlier. Just drop a line of energy. Now, when you become a student of mine, I teach you a little better techniques than... I teach you really interesting and very easy techniques. I want to make this easy for us. So most people will tell you just to ground it to the center of the planet. Well, you can do better than that. At the bottom of the view screen is a little point, a little ball. I want you to ground that rose, a red rose, right to that ball at the bottom of the view screen. It's easier. Yes. Yeah, just ground it there. Much better. It'll clean out faster. You don't lose the center of your head very well, easily. You stay in the center of your head better. Good. You're just setting the energy and you're cleaning out the energy that you're ready to let go of in your first chakra. That's what you're doing right now. Yeah, if you've got a rose up and your intention is to create a vibration of strawberry red and you ground it, you're cleaning out your first etheric body, your survival body. Good. 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 Now, you want to set the energy. Create a sun. Create a sun above that rose. Let that sun vibrate at response and respect and drop that sun in. This is, again, working with your two powers, which is your intention and your attention to your space. You're owning your space. Now, whatever energy cannot match what you're creating, it has to release. Okay, it has to let go. Isn't that cool? So you're really owning your space by making a specific intention. This is respect and response. Response and respect. Good. Good. Okay, setting the energy. Go ahead. Destroy the rose. Now I want to clean out another rose. Create another rose. Let's create that an orange. A beautiful, like you've seen the oranges. You know what an orange looks like. Create a rose that's that orange color. It doesn't matter what it looks like, except you want the intention of it to be orange, which is your emotional body. And ground that rose to the center of the planet, to that point of origin at the bottom of the view screen. Ground your emotional body. Again, you'll be releasing energy you're ready to let go of immediately. Okay, so you're already cleaning out. Okay, good. Just let it go. Give yourself permission to release this energy. Okay, the more your ability is profound. Good job. Now create a sun above that orange colored rose and let that sun vibrate at amusement. Okay, so see, most things we work on is serious. And if you match that serious, then you just can't work with it. So what I'd like you to do is to create an orange sun that changes the way you relate to yourself. That's amusement. Drop that sun right into that orange rose. Yes, drop it right in. Fill up that orange rose with that vibration of amusement. You're really working on your emotional body, okay? Very good. Good. And again, anything that can't match that amusement will start to release out of your emotional body. And where is it going and how is it getting there? It's going to the point of origin, which is at the center of the planet, and it's using your grounding cord to effectuate that release. That's using your tools. You're healing yourself, okay? Yes, I'm guiding you. Well, somebody has to guide you, right? I'll do the job. I'll facilitate your healing. But I can't heal you. You have to be responsible for your life, your actions. It's your job, not mine. But I will facilitate. I will help you. I will give you really cool tools, excellent tools, and you'll find your space. Now, when we get back, we're going to work on the third chakra, your body being communication. But so we'll take a break and we'll get back and work on the more of setting the energy in your chakra system.
Let me tell you about a breakthrough wrinkle serum called Tatno. Tatno is shown to cosmetically reduce wrinkles and support collagen. It is the non-invasive way to look younger. And now, you can reduce the appearance of wrinkle absolutely risk-free. Call now and find out how you can receive a bottle free with your order and receive a free bottle of New Vitality's high-end shampoo free. Call 1-800-724-4177 and get Tatno today. 1-800-724-4177. That's 1-800-724-4177. And tune in Wednesday, May 12th, 8 to 9 a.m. on Seeing Beyond for a live interview with Tatno.
If you've been waiting to see self-development author Dr. Wayne Dyer in person, wait no longer. Wayne delivers his all-new lecture, Making the Shift from Ambition to Meaning, in San Francisco, May 8th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Don't lose your drive and ambition. Just become ambitious about something new. Live your life with meaning and purpose instead of never-ending demands and false promises. Seats are limited. Reserve today at drwaynedyer.com. Or easier yet, just go to the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website, click on the ad for Dr. Wayne Dyer, and you'll be taken right to the page you need to purchase your tickets. You are invited to book presentation and sound transmission evenings with Jan Circoni, May 12th, at East West Books in Mountain View, all starting at 7 o'clock, complimentary admission. Workshop and sound transmission gatherings with Jan take place May 15th, 1 to 4 p.m. at East West Books in Mountain View. $20. Invite others. All are welcome. Now, for more information and registration, please contact Jan at 707-206-5068, 707-206-5068, or go to musicforjoyandhealing.com for complete details, including weekly sound healing journeys in Marin, private sound healing sessions, and their new Aya Sara Soundlight Chamber and the Sacred Truth Tour of Southern France in May 2010.
Okay. All right, everyone. Say hello back to your body. Come back into your body. You may have focused on other things right now, and that's okay, but I'd like you to come back and get the most out of the time we have together. But the best way for you to do that is to find the center of your head and ground. Yes. This is something I'd like you to practice every day, all day. Something I practice every day, all day. And found it to be absolutely beneficial for owning my space. And so let's go back to it. So find the center of your head again, please. Remember, we've been working to set the energy in our mind body. There's three parts of who we are. When I ask you to be, when I talked to you earlier about becoming whole, the wholeness I was referring to is spirit, mind, and physical body. And a large component of who we are is our mind body, full of thoughts and energy charges on those thoughts. And when you start to set the energy in your mind body, you start to own it in a way that you intend to own it. And so I'm giving you intention energy, giving you an intention. And by using that intention, you get to clean out your space and in effect own your space, own each vibration of your mind body. And we've worked with the first, which was response and respect. And the second one is I am, use me not, or amusement. And now the third one is body being communication. Okay, that's the third one. And body being communication, that's you as a spiritual being having a relationship with your physical body. How's that? And the physical body having a relationship with you as a spirit. Okay, it's a consciousness having a relationship with another consciousness, which is both you, but in a different vibration. And the body only has one thing to do, and that is obey your every command. The body does exactly what you want it to do. Okay? And so we want to set the energy in that physical body to help you own that body better. Now, isn't that a good idea? And how, and whatever you set the energy in, your body will respond to it in a good way, because that's all it has to do, is to listen to what you want. So let us set the energy for our third etheric body, and that's a yellow rose. Create a yellow rose, like a lemon yellow. Ground it. Remember, you have a stem on that rose. You can ground it to the point of origin at the bottom of the view screen, which is a little dot, or you can go all the way to the center of the planet if you wish to go that far. It's fine with me. Whatever you feel comfortable working with. Excellent. Okay, now you're going to be dumping energy. That's the intention of the grounding cord. See, you have 100,000 different things you could be working on, but we have focused on one thing. You've got your attention on one issue, your body being communication, which is relevant to your third etheric body. So we're focused on something, right? This is focusing on something. We have created a rose to focus on. You've grounded it, and now you're cleaning it out because your attention is your power. So whatever's ready to let go of will start to clean out. Okay, you want to set the energy now in this third etheric body, this body being communication space, and let's set it for form. That's the shape for fitness and fortitude. Form, fitness, and fortitude. Simple three words, which gives an understanding for the physical body to relate to you with. So create a big sun, vibrate with intention of form, fitness, and fortitude, and drop it into that yellow rose. Change the vibration of your third, yes. Good, good. And whatever can't match that will start to release. You know, could be maybe some anger to yourself or self-worth issues, whatever way you're relating to the body now, we want to change that. Well, at least own it. we want to own it and change it, I presume. Okay, very good. So now you're owning your lower three chakras, your first, second, and third. You're setting the energy and, in effect, owning them. These lower three chakras are normally considered your body chakras, okay, the physical environment, which is survival, emotional, and body being communication. All right, so these lower three chakras are very important to us. Now we have the next chakra, which is the fourth, and that's a spring green rose, and that vibrates. This is one of the first of the remaining chakras to work with, is more relative to your own spirit, your spirituality. As the lower three are more physical, but these are more spiritual, the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. The fourth is a spring green rose. Would you ground that spring green rose? Just ground it. Yeah. The vibration in this chakra is affinity. Affinity. In other words, this is where your choices are presented to you. You know, what you like, what you don't like. You consider your options here. And I believe you want to own this, don't you? You want to consider your options. You want to own it. So what we're doing is we're cleaning out the fourth. And what I'd like you to do is let's change the vibration. Let's set the energy in your affinity space. I like to use the word joy, J-O-Y. And that's just create a sun for I am joy. Okay, and drop that sun of green, spring green, drop that sun of I am joy. You're setting the energy and drop it into your affinity chakra, your affinity body, your fourth etheric body, setting the energy of I am joy. Now, joy means, just in case you're wondering, joy means just own you. Yes, and so you're really owning your space here, aren't you? We're not telling you how to live your life. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. I'm here to help you, to allow you to live your life on the level that really works best for you. This isn't about me telling you how to live. This is me showing you how to create a reality that works best for you. You realize that best, the term best, is not about judgment. You know, I'm not judging you. No one's judging you. We're all doing the best we can. This is not a judgment of good or bad. This is just us being the best we can be. So I'm setting the energies to allow you to be the best you can be. Now, that's pretty cool, right? So I'm giving you an opportunity to own your space so you can be the best you can be. So own it. Yeah, this isn't my truth. I mean, yes, it's my truth because I own it, but this can be not exclusively to me. It's not exclusively my truth. This is our truth, your truth, if you so choose to use it. At any level, if you choose to use it, I'm giving it to you. Okay, now the other three chakras, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh, these are the what I'm going to have a workshop on May 15th. Psychic Works is sponsoring a workshop on May 15th from 2 until 5 and then even until 6, depending on if we have questions and answers. I'm not sure how long the workshop will last. It'll last from 5 or until 6, somewhere in there. And it's offered to you at no charge this month. And the workshop will be on owning and recognizing and cleaning out your channels relevant to your fifth and sixth and seventh chakras. The fifth chakra is your ability for spiritual communication. Your fifth chakra is a channel there called the clairaudient channels. We will focus on that. We will clean it out and you'll own it. The sixth chakra's channels are your ability to be telepathic, your telepathic channels. We'll clean out your ability. Telepathic channels is about you just throwing pictures, okay? It's throwing pictures. And we all throw pictures. We're always throwing pictures. That's part of our communication ability is to, if I say apple, I throw you a picture of what an apple looks like. And you not only do you hear me say apple, but you see the picture of apple as well. We want to clear out that communication space. And lastly, you have another channel called the transmedium channels, which are relative to your crown chakra. And these are the connections to our species consciousness. And you really want to own them because they're the ones, as well as the other ones, they're the ones that help us be creative. We want to really own that creativity space. And part of that owning of our creativity space is to clean out these channels. I'm offering you, Psychic Works is offering you a free workshop. All you got to do is show up. And that's sometimes hard to do because there's energy in our space that doesn't want us to change. Okay? You're sitting there going, no, don't change. We like you the way you are. And so you're stuck. Well, I'm offering you an opportunity to clean out your space and change your environment on whose terms? Your terms. Isn't that cool? The address to this workshop on May 15th is 16387 Blanco Street in San Leandro. 16387 Blanco Street in San Leandro. My phone number for instructions or directions or more information is 510-481-2872. Call me at the Institute. We can discuss this at length. You call me, you leave me a message, I'll return your call. Make sure you give me your phone number. Clearly, sometimes somebody calls me and I can't get all the numbers. So make sure I hear your numbers and I'll call you back. This is a free workshop to you. It'd be good to, if you call me, I'll get to know how many people are coming. So that would be helpful to me. it's an opportunity for you to grow and learn and work with somebody who's very capable. And I'm not talking just about me. I have a staff that it will be there and we will help you work energy together. We'll teach you how to ground. We'll teach you how to work and clean out the channels. Great opportunity to clear your space. Maybe even clean out your sinus cavities and clear your head. That's what we'll be working on, clearing your head. You want your head cleared out without medicines? Well, that's what we're going to do. Okay, so now let's go to the fifth chakra. Now we're going to have to take a break real soon, but at least get started. I want you to create, please, a sky blue rose. We'll call this the rose for your fifth chakra, which is your communication, your ability to communicate. Create a clear blue rose and ground it. Very good. And good. Yeah, you're going to ground that already. Very good. Good, ground it. Now, let's set the energy in this rose. Okay, let's set the energy. Create a sun of intention, and that's just a spherical ball. The intention you want in this communication chakra is communication, which is your ability to talk and listen, community, which is your ability to hear your inner voice, and then common sense. So the energy in your fifth chakra is communication, community, and common sense. These are the vibrations you want to set in your fifth chakra for your community, for your communication space. Drop it in, please. Set the energy. What you'll be doing is you'll be cleaning out all the energy that's not vibrating at what you set. Now we're going to take a break. Then we'll work on the sixth and seventh. And if I got 10 minutes, I will work with you. And maybe I can get one person on the phone. So call the station at 415-543-8255. All right, get right back to you.
Let me tell you something about a breakthrough wrinkle serum created called Tatno. Tatno is shown to cosmetically reduce wrinkles and support collagen. It is the non-invasive way to look younger, and now you can reduce the appearances of wrinkles absolutely risk-free. Call now and find out how you can receive a bottle free with your order and receive a free bottle of New Vitality's high-end shampoo free. Call 1-800-724-4177 and get Tatno today. 1-800-724-4177. That's 1-800-724-4177. And tune in Wednesday, May 12th, 8 to 9 a.m. on Seeing Beyond for a live interview about Tatno.
If you've been waiting to see self-development author Dr. Wayne Dyer in person, wait no longer. Wayne delivers his all-new lecture, Making the Shift from Ambition to Meaning, in San Francisco, May 8th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Don't lose your drive and ambition. Just become ambitious about something new. Live your life with meaning and purpose instead of never-ending demands and false promises. Seats are limited. Reserve today at drwaynedyer.com. Or easier yet, just go to the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website, click on the ad for Dr. Wayne Dyer, and you'll be taken right to the page you need to purchase your tickets. One of Seeing Beyond's favorite guests, Stephen Halpern, the maestro of healing meditative music, invites you to receive a special gift collection of free music downloads. Get details at his newly revised website, stephenhalpern.com, and click on Premium Memberships. That's Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Halpern, H-A-L-P-E-R-N.com.
Excellent. Okay, back to being in the center of your head. This is something that needs to be reminded. And, you know, if you were 3 years old, your mother, if she was capable, she would have said, hey, find the center of your head, child. So you're not 3 years old anymore. But still, someone is sitting here saying, find the center of your head. Never too late to start owning your space. Be the observer. Be behind your eyes. If you're not behind your eyes, then you are the effect of your life. And I believe that's a very precarious position to be in. You'd rather be the cause, not the effect. You will be the effect no matter what. But if you're not and you are participating in your human experience, but if you become the observer, you have a better reality towards what you're creating, a better situation, a better position. Which comes to the next chakra, which is our sixth chakra. The sixth chakra is your clairvoyant chakra. This is your ability to see. This is your ability to be the observer. So would you create an indigo-colored rose? Indigo-colored rose and ground it. And that's a dark blue. Cool, you can make it all nice and sparkly if you like. Excuse me. Cleaning out my bronchial tubes today. Good. Ground that indigo-colored rose. And you're going to be cleaning it out. Now, I'm doing a very general clean out with anybody and everybody. And I want you to help yourself and heal yourself. Become the observer. This is a very important chakra. This is a major, major function of our ability to create our lives on the terms that work best for us. Okay? Now, okay, so above that blue rose, I want you to create a beautiful blue sun called I Am the Observer. Your intention is to become the observer. And what is an observer except just what it says? I'm the observer. But to give you a clearer understanding of what that means, the word observer means objective, serve reality. So there's a real intention here, isn't there? I'm not just saying the observer to say it. I'm saying it because there's a real deeper meaning behind the word observer. Objective, serve reality. This is your ability to serve yourself in this reality, the physical reality that our manifestation, what we've created for ourselves. You want to become the observer to that. This is where we do it, in the center of your head. Become the observer. So you drop that sun right into that rose, set in the energy, and whatever can't match that will start to release. And own your your sixth chakra. Own the sixth chakra as I'm the observer. There's two very important chakras here that effectuate the most to us. That's the emotional body, the second chakra, which is I am, use me not, because you don't want to be serious in your issues. You want to be amused. You want to separate from your serious issues so you can get a better understanding of what you're dealing with. And then you become the observer in your sixth. So when you become a student of mine, I will certainly teach you those two chakras most profoundly. They are the most important ones to work with. Then you have another chakra, the last chakra, the one that's at our crown, the biggest one, and that's a violet-colored rose, violet. Create a violet rose and ground it. Just work with me here. Do the best you can. I know I'm working hard with you, and maybe you've lost your space. That's great, because you're dumping a bunch of stuff. You're dumping energy you're ready to let go of. If you feel like you've lost your space and you're just barely hanging on, wonderful. This is great. This is why I show up, to help you clean out your space. You know, this is really the reason why I'm here. I want you to lose your space so you can find it again. You got to clean out that stuff. When you set the energy in your chakras and you drop in what the vibrations you want for yourself, then you own it, and whatever can't match that, wherever it's coming from, your mother, your father, your employer, your spouse, your children, your grandparents, your friends, acquaintances, your neighbors, whatever. When you own your space your way, they don't. Set the energy in the crown chakra for resolve and relate. I am resolve and relate with the sun. A violet. I am resolving it and drop it in. Okay, own your crown chakra. Very, very good. Now, I want to remind you, we have enough time for one caller. So one caller, that's all we're going to have time for. So make it a juicy question, a juicy situation, so I can really have fun this morning with the last caller, or the only caller, 415-543-8255. Please pick up the phone. The first one gets the first call. Gets the first hello. Now, my name is Robert Watson. I'm the president and director of Psychic Works Spiritual Awareness Center. I am a psychic. I'm a metaphysician. I'm a teacher. I'm a healer. And I'm here to say hello to you. Whoever calls up gets the first call. Who is that person? Boy, oh boy. Almost like winning the lottery. Oh, Brandon. Okay, let's call Brandon. Hello, Brandon. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. Good to hear from you, sir.
I have a question relating to a female, of course.
Yes. What's her first name, please? Can you give it to me?
Her name is Lisa.
All right. I see it. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
We had a falling out last night.
I see confusion in her space. She's very loving, very affectionate, but also scared and tentative.
Yeah. We had kind of an argument last night, and she basically ended it with me, said, you know, she can't do this anymore. And honestly, I'm quite devastated about it.
Yeah, I get that. She's not happy about it either. There seems to be looks like the relationship has ended because you two are going in pretty strong different directions.
Right.
And she's pretty adamant about where she's going, see?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like she's had to make a choice. She's had to make a choice, and I'm afraid the choice wasn't with you. She wants to go in another direction. So I don't quite get it. It could be it's something very important to her, something that's very valuable to her that she believes will make a big difference in her life. So that's how important it is to her.
Mm-hmm.
And now the question is, what do you want to do about it, Brandon? You want to allow her to do it? You want to support her in what she's doing? Or do you have to step back and let her do it on her own?
Man, I don't really know. I'm so emotionally attached to her. I'm confused. I really want to be with her, but basically, you're basically telling me she's bailing from me.
Yeah, I'm basically telling you she's bailing from you.
There's nothing I can do?
Well, she's got a very adamant direction she's taking.
Does it mean a direction with another male, or?
Well, you know, I got more of a not really a male. I got more of a career choice.
Right.
Yeah, more of a career choice. I even say it could be a way of her learning a lot more, or schooling,
right,
if you will, or learning. But it's definitely a career choice. I don't think it's, I shouldn't say think. When I'm looking at, she has no real desire for anybody else right now. It's not about another man in her life. I don't see that.
Right.
I see it's more about her doing and being the best she can be. And being with you is like, well, quite frankly, Brandon, it's like I'm not going anywhere with you. I got to do it on my own because you're not doing it with me. So she's got a drive. She's got a desire and a drive. And if you can't do it, then she has to. And she's not going to hold back.
Interesting.
So now what are you going to do?
About the only thing that's in my space right now is be devastated and cry.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty... just broken up about
well,
this.
Well, let me ask you a question since we can explore this. Why did you say no to her? Why did you say you can't do it?
That's really interesting. You mean she wanted me to, I don't get it, marry her? Like,
Oh, no, I don't see marriage. But
no.
I do see direction.
Like, i.e. getting work and working towards a common goal with her?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And this is what she sees. Brandon, she sees nothing. So, how far you want to go with someone who's doing nothing and being nothing? Where do you want to do? What do you want to do with it? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. That's why you have to say hello to her. You have to kind of, what am I going to do with who I am? And I that's the issue. Is that's what I'm saying to you. She's basically given up on you, Brandon. But
is there anything
really,
I can do to pull her back?
Well, the fact of it is, you have to reinvent, recreate who you are and not give up on who you are.
Right.
And so give her a call. And okay, I've got to wrap this up. You got to give her a call, though, and tell her that let's focus on what we can do together. Let's move forward. Don't be sitting on your haunches and waiting for someone to do it for you. Okay, I got to get off, my friend.
Hey, can I call you sometime today?
Yes, call me, of course. I'm sorry. 510-481-2872.
Okay, I'll call you and then we'll work out something, and I would like to continue a little more with this, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone, have a great May. Don't forget my workshop. It's free, 510-481-2872. Be looking forward to see you on May 15th, 2 to 5, maybe 6. Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Sterling Court would like to offer parents some safety tips.